This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello, I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, and happy to have you listening. Also, following me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show, or on my website, harrisonline.com. And now is your chance to play the Harris Challenge. If you've not been on in the last 60 days, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS. Each of our contestants will try to answer five questions in 60 seconds and rack up valuable points. Why are they valuable? Because if you get more than half of the available points, we reward you with a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
Right you are, Paul. We have tons and tons of prizes. That means lots and lots of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pair of tickets to see Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen. It's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now at MetroTix or FamilyArena.com. Or you might pick Monster Jam.
Monster Jam.
And that is down at the Dome. And that is all those huge, big old trucks.
What
like
day is it?
Next Saturday?
Saturday.
Monster Jam.
February 4th. Like Gravedigger or El Toro Loco. That is Saturday, February 4th, down at America Center.
You know, I can't stand when you put cilantro on that.
No.
Oh, no.
MonsterJam.com is the website to go to for that. Or we have tickets for right across the hall at the Playhouse at Westport. It's for the Tuesday, February 14th, 8 p.m. show of Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Oh, this was like a Broadway show.
It is. It's three Tony Awards.
Pump Boys?
Pump Boys and Dinettes, like gas stations.
Oh.
Gas station and
waitresses. Of course, my mind was going
once again, kids, don't Google that.
No. Pump Boys and Dinettes. No. But it's gas station and waitresses.
And country western music.
Yeah.
Not country music. Back in the days when it was still called country western music.
Both types.
Yeah. Or for us, country midwestern.
That's right. Or we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations. Peroni's has one location in Florissant and St. Peter's and at 70 and 79. Or we'll give you one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations.
Donuts.
They have one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Yes.
And if you get the clean sweep, all the available points in your category, you get a bonus.
Holy moly. You get a couple of bonuses here. For the clean sweep, you're going to get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net. Or from Breezy Buddy. We'll give you a Breezy Buddy fan pillow. Breezy Buddy is a St. Charles-based company. It's two quiet fans built into the pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply or four C-cell batteries.
By the way, great for women in menopause.
That's right.
Which it is sounds like it's a joke, but actually they sell a lot of these to women with hot flashes.
Yeah. Plus, you'll get a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair. Go to BreezyBuddy.com.
All right, that's all the time we have for the challenge today.
No kidding. Wow.
Let's meet our first contestant today. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. So you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go ahead.
Paul, I've been listening to you so long, I remember a prize package worth well over $1 million.
Yeah, we had to stop that because the IRS was getting on us for not sending 1099s to our winners.
There you go.
Which category would you like? Well, first, let's find out what they are.
Yeah.
They're here inside the semi-random category computer. Led, of course, by our most topical category. There it is. Have you been paying attention? Or category two, not going to win an Oscar. Or category three, Mary Tyler Moore, who died this week at the age of 80.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, Bob, 60 seconds on the clock. You need at least 8 of the 15 available points to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When a trucker lost his load on I-465 in Indianapolis this week, what did he spell 38,000 pounds of? Frozen burritos, marbles, or hand sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer.
Marbles. Which TV show suspended one of its writers this week after she tweeted a joke about Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron? It is SNL. What might be built on 40 acres adjacent to Creve Coeur Lake Park? An ice hockey facility, a medical marijuana growing facility, or a Schnucks grocery distribution center? It is the ice hockey facility. Which state's governor collapsed while giving his State of the
Minnesota.
State address this week? That's right. According to the Wall Street Journal, which of these did Americans do 17.3 billion times in 2015? Stream a song via Spotify, borrow a library book, or write a check?
Spotify.
Write a check. 17.3 billion times compared to nearly 70 billion times using a credit card to make a purchase. But, Bob, you didn't need that to win. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4 for a total of 9 points. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will move on to contestant number 2. Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Go President Trump.
All right. Which category would you like? Not going to win an Oscar, Mary Tyler Moore, or other walls Mexico didn't pay for?
I'll take Mary Tyler Moore. I guess, you know, the easiest category was taken, unfortunately. But
well, it's only easy if you know the answers.
Yeah, but, you know, if you follow the news, you can always get the have you been paying attention. But I'll take Mary Tyler Moore, please.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Neil, let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of her character on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Pass.
What was the name of her character on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Mary?
Mary what?
Mary Robbins?
Mary Richards. Which first lady did she play in a 1988 TV miniseries? Was it Jackie Kennedy, Betty Ford, or Mary Todd Lincoln?
Betty Ford?
Mary Todd Lincoln. In 2000, when she brought her sitcom character for a TV movie called Mary and Rhoda, who played Rhoda?
Valerie Harper?
Correct. For what 1980 movie was she nominated for a Best Actress Oscar?
Ordinary People.
That is correct, and that saved you. Her character on the Dick Van Dyke Show was Laura Petrie, but Valerie Harper got you 4 points and Ordinary People got you 5 for 9 and the win, Neil.
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations. Hang on, and I'll move on to our third contestant. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi. You want to plug something?
My employer, Dave Sinclair Dodge.
Okay.
Best Dodge dealer in Pacific, Missouri.
All right. 3 categories here for you to choose from. Not going to win an Oscar, other walls Mexico didn't pay for, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
All right, Ron, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which online retailer announced this week it'll start collecting sales tax in Missouri next week, as it already does in Illinois?
That'd be Amazon.
Yes. Which Olympian had one of his 9 gold medals taken back this week when a teammate tested positive for a banned substance?
Pass.
Who set a record by being nominated for her 20th acting Oscar this week?
Oh, I don't know. We'll pass.
In what city will Venus and Serena Williams face off in the finals of the Australian Open tonight?
Pass again.
Which sportscaster, famous for introducing games with "You Are Looking Live," has announced its retirement from ESPN at age 77?
That would be Brent Musburger.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which Olympian had one of his 9 gold medals taken back this week when a teammate tested positive for a banned substance?
Don't know.
How about the actress nominated for the 20th time this week for an Oscar?
Don't know.
Kind of an unknown, maybe. Meryl Streep. I think she's just starting out. And then Usain Bolt is the one who had a medal taken away because of somebody testing positive in the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics. Here we are 9 years later. Sorry. I bet he can't even find the gold medal. Look in the back of the sock drawer, Hussein. It's in there somewhere. And Venus and Serena are going to face off in the finals of the Australian Open in Melbourne. And by the way, on the men's side, it's Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. It's throwback weekend at the Australian Open. Let's see how you did here, Ron. You got five for Brent Musburger and one for Amazon, but unfortunately that's only 6 points, and so I am going to have to punish you. Here's a voice. Wow. Here's a voice we have not heard in a very, very long time. It's Tiny Tim.
There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Where's the ukulele?
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
All right, I've heard enough. Thank you very much. Ron, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but you brought it on yourself.
I agree.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. We will move on to our fourth of five contestants, and that's you, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Two categories left. Not going to win an Oscar or other walls Mexico didn't pay for.
Let's go with Oscars.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was not even nominated for Best Actress? Amy Adams, Ruth Negga, or Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
Amy Adams. Which of these was not even nominated for Best Actor? Viggo Mortensen, Joel Edgerton, or Andrew Garfield?
Viggo Mortensen.
Joel Edgerton. Which of these was not even nominated for Best Director? Barry Jenkins, Mel Gibson, or Martin Scorsese?
Mel Gibson.
Martin Scorsese. Which of these was not even nominated for Best Documentary? Wiener, Life Animated, or I Am Not Your Negro?
The first one.
Wiener is correct. Which of these was not even nominated for Best Animated Feature? Kubo and the Two Strings, The Red Turtle, or Finding Dory?
Repeat the question.
Which of these was not nominated for Best Animated Feature? Kubo and the Two Strings, The Red Turtle, or Finding Dory?
Finding Dory.
Yes, surprisingly, Pixar's Finding Dory was not nominated. I was shocked that Wiener wasn't even nominated, considering Colin and I thought it was the best documentary of last year. And Martin Scorsese was not nominated for Silence, which is going to be a bomb at the box office. No one is going to see this thing. Kevin, you got the four and the five, and like Neil, you pulled out a win. When it all looked very, very dark for you, but then you turned into the light. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I will bring in Tom as our final contestant today. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Exploit the airwaves.
Oh, I'll just leave the airwaves alone for now.
Okay. The category, the only one left, other walls Mexico didn't pay for. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country would you find the world's longest wall?
China?
Yeah, the Great Wall. In what country would you find the Wailing Wall?
The first one? Or Israel, sorry.
That's correct. In what country was a wall erected in 1961 and demolished in 1989?
What country?
Yeah.
Germany.
Correct. The Berlin Wall. In what country is Hadrian's Wall a major ancient tourist attraction?
England.
Correct. In what country would you find the walls of Constantinople?
Let's think.
Walls of Constantinople. Got about 6 seconds.
Turkey.
The correct answer is Turkey, and we've got a clean sweep. Tom, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nicely done. You're going to get your choice of the prizes and the choice of the bonuses as well, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And that's how you win at the Harris Challenge. If you didn't win today, it might be because you didn't play. You can come back and join us next Friday around 5:15 and take a shot at it for the first challenge of February. In the meantime, check the archives on harrisonline.com for previous challenges you may have missed. And don't forget, you can also listen anywhere in the world via the free KTRS app or on KTRS.com.